today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My mom was happy to do two things when I was a kid. Tell me what to clean and to change the channel on the TV.
It's Friday, Rob. Rob?
Yes.
You're in that mode where you kind of like skip ahead and you start the show without me wanting you to start.
Okay.
I'm looking for something.
All right. Yeah, he's looking.
No, I've gotten a lot better about starting the show prematurely, I feel.
Is that what Carrie said?
No. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Remember when you were a boy and even if you got up in the middle of the night, there wouldn't be even anything on television, just a test pattern, so you had to go back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could read.
No, I don't know how.
Well, I couldn't jump in my mom's bed anymore because it was awkward.
Well, you could.
I mean,
but it's not good for mom. It's not good for you.
Sexual at that point.
Jose feels left out.
I probably crawled into my parents' room several times. I'm moving by this.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
God, I'm tired.
Papa?
Mike?
Happiness is a 4-year-old jumping into bed at 1:30. We had turned in early last night, so I was probably getting my shut eye about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the way, Evil Genius, the people that recommended it, I still like it, but it has the effect of NyQuil on me. I turn it on. And they start prattling away about who's guilty and who's not guilty. And I drift off into slumber. And so I'm going to say 10:15, 10:30, I'm lights out and I'm sleeping. 1:30, the little dude comes in. I'm up and I'm totally up. He starts squirming and elbowing me. I jump out of bed. I go downstairs. I'm on the computer till 4:30 in the morning. I get off the couch. I go into his bedroom, crawl into his grown-up bed, and I start to get shut out. Shut eye.
Shut out of sleep.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
I wish it was a pirate bed.
Mike put some water on his slapping him water on his face.
So
cold drinking water.
I crawl into his bed. He comes in at 6:15.
And he's probably ready. Ready to go at 6:15, right?
Yeah, but he's exhausted too because he got a crappy night because he had a nightmare. He had his first nightmare since he's been up here. So the bottom line is, I think Madeline Kahn can sing it better than I can describe it to you, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Yes, there it is. This is my fault. By the way, you don't see any professionals on news shows or Morning Joe or anything like that talking about fatigue.
No,
that's not what professionals do.
That's how Hoda started the show on the Today Show. Jesus, yes, I'm tired.
Oh, no, that won't happen. You never hear a bitch about that. That's one of the unwritten rules.
I suppose.
And by the way, they get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
So am I complaining about? Hey.
Well, there were times that Matt had a bad chopper ride in and, he was tired. But
when I did morning shows and I got up at 3:30 in the morning, I would never even mention it. You just don't. It's assumed you're in a state of perpetual exhaustion.
Yes.
I would say that this new schedule, where we tape at 9 a.m. and, I'm up at 6:15 every morning, but I'm usually quite well rested. Even with the hockey game, I think I do pretty well. This was an anomaly, and this was just getting up, not being able to get back to sleep, and then the screens are what keep us up.
Yes.
The computers are smartphones. That's what keeps
us awake. Remember when you were a boy, and even if you got up in the middle of the night, there wouldn't be even anything on television, just a test pattern, so you had to go back to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could read.
No, I don't know how. I haven't that skill. It's not among my skill set.
I remember, as a kid, it's different because I shared a room with my brother growing up, right? Yeah. So if I ever had an issue, I'd just be like, hey, I had a nightmare, and he'd roll me up in a little burrito, and he'd leave me there, like in the sheets, right?
Swaddling clothes.
Yeah, so he would essentially swaddle me, and then I'd be like, all right, thanks, Jose, and go to bed.
He was much older than you, I hope.
He's 4 years older than me.
Oh, 4 years older.
Yes.
All right.
mean, so he was, at this point, Jose was 20.
Yeah.
You were 16 and he would swaddle you.
Flannel sheets.
Yeah. It was tough to swaddle a 16-year-old.
Well, I couldn't jump in my mom's bed anymore because it was awkward, you know.
Well, you could.
I mean,
but no, it's not good for mom. It's not good for you.
Sexual at that point.
Jose feels left out.
Probably crawled into my parents' room several times. I'm moving by this. I just want to say sorry in heaven, mom and dad, because I am not capable. The reason I got up is I am not capable when he comes into the king size marital bed, the big marital bed that we have. He is, it's like having a ferret in a canvas bag. He doesn't, there's nonstop motion. It's just, it's constant. And even when he goes to sleep, I will get the occasional leg fly and the kick. And I love him to death, but I can't,
Does he spread out? I no longer
can do it.
Does he spread out?
Yes.
Yeah.
He spreads out. He goes from one side to the other and he does that. And
does he work his head up to the pillow?
He works his head. He can be upside down by the time we wake up. I mean, he's just it's
what
it's
if you
crazy.
Swaddled him?
Swaddle?
Yeah.
Because he's it worked for
be
me.
There's that word
old.
Again.
I'm telling you, that worked till I was like 10.
It's like putting a thunder shirt on a dog.
You were swaddled.
Yeah. My brother would be swaddled. He would be annoyed. He'd be like, fine. And then I'd lay on the edge of the sheet and then I'd roll. And mm-hmm. I'd be there and be like, all right, thanks, man.
And they'd lay him back in the manger.
And that would make you feel comfortable and you'd drift back off to sleep.
That's it. I was secure.
Julia was an amazing swaddle baby. If I swaddled her, she would go out to sleep like
that. But you're talking about infancy and Oscar's talking about 9 years old being
It was either that or I'd get into my parents' room and they would be pissed. So my brother needed to cut that off somehow.
Your dad was there at that point?
It was probably not there. But
okay, there's room then.
They weren't happy. My mom was happy to do two things when I was a kid. Tell me what to clean and to change the channel on the TV.
Well, I went down at 4:30 into his room, and by the way, up here, it's daylight. The sky is already bright.
I remember it's like 5:30 sunrise up there, right?
Yeah, but he's got blackout curtains in his room. We all have them up here because we need them.
Since the war.
Go into his room. I'm not going to be able to handle Friday, Rob.
Yeah, let's not go crazy.
It's not going to work.
It's not about the war.
He is excited because he doesn't have to work Saturday and Sunday. That's it. That he will be. He's been like this for 25 years.
26.
Friday, Rob is out of his mind. Out of his mind. This is the happiest day of his week. Mm-hmm. This is the happiest. It's always
live
the
longer than both
Monday
of us.
Is not the happy. Monday, you will get this, Rob. Cottonmouth, Rob.
I'm going to show you on Monday. I'm going to come in on flipping fire and hydrated.
You're going to come in bouncing off the walls.
Absolutely.
On Monday?
Absolutely. And I'll say, I'm excited because tonight is going to be a great Monday night. And I'm going to be excited.
Well, it will be.
And I'll make jokes about
the
war.
Already it will be. Would you like to know why it's going to be a great Monday night?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the hockey game.
Ooh, okay, nice ball. Nice save.
Don't you know that that'll be the fourth game?
He got tests right. He tested well in school. That's why he got magnet.
I love this place because I always win with the right answer.
So where the hell was I before you?
Oscar was
going to
say he was wrapped in a sheet.
You were going to swaddle little Michael.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say at 4:30, I go into the blackout curtain room. He's up with Mama. And I turn off his little nightlights. I want it black in the room. And this is the true story. Right before, I never got like fully back to sleep. It never happened.
No, Ari.
And as I lay down in his bed, his big room, his dark room, I said, this is a little scary.
Carla, help me out.
No wonder he's having nightmares.
Was his nightmare of the crows? Because we had nightmares when we were in Maine. Of these birds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, those were real. And they were outside your window waiting to prey on you.
They were. I was like, Shannon, did you dream of crows? She's like, yeah. I was like, because they're right outside. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
When he came in at 6:15, I asked him what his dream was about. And he said it was something about fishing. Being chased.
Maybe
I don't remember.
Saw...
I'm making it up. I have no memory.
Captain Quinn.
I'm too goddamn.
No. Even close.
Yeah.
The new shark movie coming out in August.
Yes.
Meg.
Yes.
As in Megalodon.
This all goes back. By the way, this all goes back to a progressive, and I'd like to just say to Flo and progressive, this is that goddamn commercial with the monster under the bed, which is just there's so many dollars.
Looks like the Grinch.
By the way. By the way, if we could score like Progressive or Geico, I'd be a real happy man. That would be special, but that ain't going to happen. But I will tell you this.
Let it fly.
I would love it. They have so much money, and they pour so much stupid into money. Their crap advertising writers that just don't do a terrible job, and they're bland and they're boring, but they've got all the money to spend on it in the world.
What about when Flo plays her whole family, though?
Oh, isn't that hysterical? She not the personification of a bland, non-offensive personality? That's why she has lasted. What's she been doing? 50 years she's done these.
She's the modern day equivalent of the late Mrs. Green Thumbs.
That's exactly what she is. She doesn't offer anything.
Nothing
she's
to
not
the table.
Funny. She's not pretty. She's not anything except there. Sorry, but she's not. I think my men and women on television.
You can't put a hot woman in an insurance commercial. You just can't. You
know why? No, you can't.
Because women won't be like, I don't. They're not going to respond.
Well, in Geico's case, you can't put in a human in one. You put a lizard.
Yeah. That's right.
Or a duck.
Friggin' lizard.
In Affleck's case.
What's that?
A duck.
You know the only one Affleck. I like Mayhem. Mayhem I like a lot.
Well, that's why, because that's geared towards us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mayhem.
So
yeah,
you
Mayhem
stay away from the waterfowl and the amphibians.
Mayhem's cool. And then what's the one? Dun, 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 dun. It's all
Farmers.
Companies. That's Farmers, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got the guy from the drumming movie.
Yes.
Chances are.
Whiplash? Whipline? What
Whiplash.
Was it called?
Whiplash, yes. Right.
If you've got a claim, and not Whipline.
His name is C. Thomas Howell or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
He was remember him.
Casey Masterpiece. What is his name? What is the guy that was in Whiplash? Casey T.J. Wright.
It's T.J. Wright.
Is it? It's C. Thomas. It's
Howell.
Thomas Hayden
no.
Church.
No, C. Thomas Howell was a Brat Packer. He made a couple movies back in the day. He was in The Outsiders.
It's DC. His name is DCRTV.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What was that drumming movie called again?
Whiplash.
You?
His name was O.C. Smith.
He got an Academy Award for him, huh? Mm-hmm.
O.C. Smith.
O.C. It's T.J. Oshie. His name is T.J. Oshie. That's it to bring it. I know it's one of those kind of names.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
That's there right. It is. It was and right he wrote, on the tip
and he also,
of my
tongue. He wrote,
it's going to be a fun Friday show today. It really is.
Can't wait for it to start. He also
it's
going to
be such
those.
A fun Friday show. I must say.
He wrote all those Harry Potter books. Made a fortune.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. No, Simmons did, yes.
No, yeah. No.
And you know, it's the J and the K. It's not an initial. It's his first name is Joke.
Oh.
I thought his name was Just Kidding Simmons.
Just kidding. That's right. We covered it. Bum, 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 bum.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky, did you take that turf? No, I didn't, or whatever that is. I've seen that commercial 10,000 times. What am I doing?
Chances
are.
So
what's my point?
We've seen it. We've covered it.
You were scared in your child's room.
We've covered it. We bought $12 billion in advertising.
You were scared in your child's room.
Your son. What,
so I was scared, yes. And I didn't get any sleep, and he came in, and then he told me he had a dream about something, and then he got up, and of course, he hasn't had the proper amount of rest, so it's like, and it's like, mommy made him that movie, Frozen. Didn't
yes.
they have like a ghost character or something in Frozen?
They had Olaf.
Olaf
the snowman.
Olaf, yeah. So yeah. Mommy made him Olaf Jell-O. And,
yes.
And so he wanted
what
to know
is Olaf
Jell-O.
Jell-O?
It's
just the packaging.
Jell-O with the packaging that's got the little
Disney character.
Stupid cartoon character.
I see.
He said, I want to see if my Jell-O's ready. He said, I'm doing my work, honey. I'm doing my work. So mommy's going to be down in a second. And mommy says, I tweaked my back in the middle of the night. The house is just chaos. The O'Mara household is total chaos today. And I'm very, very happy to be here. Very,
it sounds
very
like
happy
it.
To be here.
It does indeed.
No, I am. This is my respite. I will get done with this and then I will crash like no one is. And we've got date night tonight, too. What's this?
This is Let It Go from Frozen.
Yeah, so Olaf, I'm not sure what flavor it is, but it's a clear, it looks like ice.
It's like snow.
It looks like ice. It's probably lime.
Because it's frozen.
No, it's margarita. It's margarita for him.
Disney are the ladies.
So it's probably just uncolored gelatin.
What?
It's probably just uncolored gelatin then.
Where do I go when I'm frozen and I've got Jell-O and Geico commercials?
What?
Have you covered that?
Hey, we know a thing or two. We know a thing or two about Casey and the Sunshine Band because we covered it. J.K. Simmons.
Just kidding, Simmons.
We've seen a thing or two, so we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Yes.
Chances are.
Could there be anything more insurance advertising than that bland?
No, it's garbage. Bland. It's garbage.
You know, my dad, back in the day, my dad created a... All right, turn that crap. I swear to God, Rob, I'm going to reach through the screen.
I thought that was
chances
for your son.
Are, we've seen it, and we've covered it.
Now I forgot again.
I like your read. Your dad worked in the insurance game back in the day.
Oh, so he wrote a jingle. P.S. 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 means personal service.
That's great.
It was crap. It was bland back then.
But
that's
you remember it to this
then.
Day. That's the thing about a jingle. How do kids learn the alphabet? With a song. When you can associate a message with a song, then you've got it.
Fee-fi-fo, fee-fi-fo.
What is the theme? Rob, you probably remember this. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the National Geographic? Is that what it was? He didn't create that. He was in the room when that stuff was being demoed for National Geographic.
I do remember in the beginning of the Twilight
David
Zone.
David Walper was the name of the producer.
Oh, big name. Huge name. Yeah. In the movie The Twilight Zone that came out in the 80s where they remade old Twilight Zone episodes and strung them together, there was an opening sequence with, I think it was Albert Brooks and Dan Aykroyd, and they were singing TV themes to each other to pass the time. And I just remember for the National Geographic theme, he went, "Look at this old man. This must be where he lives. Bump, bump." So he was adding lyrics to the National Geographic. That was, I believe that was, it was Dan Aykroyd singing to Albert Brooks.
Oh, wow.
It was very funny. Anyway.
But let it go. Let it go. All right. Here's a question about Facebook.
Please.
Please.
Updates not installed, right? Mm-hmm. I'm aware of that. Okay. It normally is. Later, tonight, whatever, I have details and install.
Wait, for Facebook or your MacBook?
For the apps on my Facebook page.
You don't have to deal with that.
No.
They're apps.
There, close it out.
I got rid of it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
FM sideways.
Do not install them.
Oh, have you?
You don't need
look,
them
I know
right
it's
now.
It's a stream of consciousness, and I don't know when we're going to start the show, but you should reset your router, Mike, so the Ruskies,
yes.
they don't get a hold of it. Do you see the FBI warning? It's the hurricane of internet warfare.
Really?
Hurricane warning.
Yeah,
really.
But he really shouldn't reset it now.
My router?
Not now. When you're done with the show. When you're done with the show.
You scared me. I thought there was something going wrong.
They said an expert I heard on the radio said it's the Cat 6 warning. And there's only Cat 5.
Did you know in Russia, router resets you?
Ah!
About the country. All right, hold on. Now, don't skip ahead. Look, it's Friday, Rob. Rob?
Yes.
You're in that mode where you kind of like skip ahead and you start the show without me wanting you to start.
Okay.
I'm looking for something.
All right.
Yeah, he's looking.
No, I've gotten a lot better about starting the show prematurely, I feel.
Is that what Carrie said?
No. That was terrific.
Thank you. This does rule.
A great theme.
Oh my God. This reminds me of my youth. My dad just stopped beating me.
Yeah, I just. He was somehow involved with it. He was somehow involved with it. And this was the old National Geographic show, which was about, animals and space and foreign countries and different cultures. It was fascinating.
Nudity.
Lots of nudity in the magazine.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, we had free because my dad did the advertising for Aetna Life and Casualty, an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
We got free National Geographics, and there were stacks of them. And I remember, being 11 years old and pouring through them just trying to see boobies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
I did.
We all did. Also, it was a badge of honor when people would see, oh, yes, you get Nat Geo.
Yeah,
what's that?
That you, if you had National
it's
Geographic,
it's a classy magazine.
My dad would save them and put them on the
his
bookshelf. But he'd also that was one of the magazines I remember that was strategically placed out when we had guests.
Yes, to make you look I'm smart.
My dad would always put out. We was the one my dad would put out.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That he would.
We're international.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the other one? There was We, and then there was
Cherry
Club.
Club is a
oh
good
my
one.
God.
Club magazine. Club was wonderful.
I was like, oh, Sam's Club? Oh, no, this is
no,
not
no,
Sam's
no,
Club.
No, no, no.
Hi, how are you? This is, I'm Horny Bob Spivak. This is my friend Bob Crane. And check out my Club magazine here.
Hey, you're going in to get a beer. Could you bring in an extension cord? I got something I want to show you.
Okay, you win. Thank you for the stuff.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I wish to make a complaint. Oh, sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, sir, the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting, look.
Resting?
Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it? Beautiful plumage.
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
Don't enter into it.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly! I've got a nice fresh cuttlefish for you if you wake up, Mr. Polly Parrot. Wakey, wakey! Rise and shine! That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Why, it's pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that?
Beautiful plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Oh, but of course it was nailed there. I mean, if I hadn't nailed it there, it would have muscled up to those bars and boom!
This parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demised.
No, it's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to see its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
Well, I'd better replace it then.
If you want to get anything done in this country, you've got to complain till you're blue in the mouth.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
What kind of talk is that?
This is a show that you should enjoy. This is not a late show. It's on very early in the morning. That's why we're doing it now. You can listen to it whenever you want. That's the miracle of the podcast.
All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's.
At MakeYourMinishare.com.
You can call us anytime. No, not really. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And brought to you by,
yes,
of all things, the Sleep Number bed. The one that I didn't sleep in last night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love to tell the truth about Sleep Number and how much I love it. But when you've got a four-year-old that kicks you out of your own bed at 1:30 in the morning, and then you go down and surf the net, you don't get the benefits of these incredible products known as the Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They're smart, they respond to your every movement, and automatically adjust to you. But I'm sure when I jumped out of the bed last night, and we had Squirmy Wormy in there from 1:30 until 6:30 in the morning, the Sleep Number bed was going, what the heck is he doing? I'm smart,
but I can't figure out what a four-year-old's doing, kicking me everywhere in this mattress. I don't understand what's going on.
Many couples disagree on mattress firmness, but Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. or in the case of last evening, just right for my 4.5-year-old, actually 4 3/4,
yeah,
actually
five.
Soon to be 5-year-old. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, relieving pressure. My sleep number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my sleep IQ score was not registered because I was not in the marital bed.
Ooh.
Come in now during the semi-annual sale to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with special Memorial Day savings up to $700. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store near you and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and ask them if they sell special locks for the doors to keep kids out.
Can I make a request, since you've already named your beater truck Gommy, right?
Gommy, yeah.
Can we name your Sleep Number bed? Can we name it Fredo?
Fredo.
Because it's smart.
I'm smart.
It's smart.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
My bed, Fredo.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm very, very glad to be here.
Yes.
I am here on another one of those wonderful, what do you do in the wee hours? I did this early in the evening, actually, probably yesterday afternoon. Surfed the net and found some wonderful hate threads about me. They're not necessarily hate threads. Sometimes they're passive-aggressive threads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was disappointed to see that at a certain point, this thread about me criticizing Joe Rogan was taken down, and it really bummed me out because I copped to what I did. Here, the gist of the thread was this.
I don't have the context, and I'm
okay,
sure they don't.
The guy that wrote that started the initial thread said he was pissed off. He was disappointed in me because I was slamming Joe Rogan as being a right winger, and I don't remember what I said on the show, but I think it was the
you did allege
gist
that
of
his
it
politics
was,
were
Roseanne was yeah. on the show,
and I think and it was said, less oh, about yeah, politics gonna, than more about he was being a sounding block for Roseanne, which
it was. She was supposedly maybe she has already. Yeah. I don't know. She was going to go on his show, so I was like ranting and raving, and really without any real information to back it up. Something I do beautifully, and
you made
and
a
so,
career of it.
I've absolutely, it's my job. By the way, all of us are like that,
yes.
including Joe Rogan. So I should say this: that I copped to it on the thread. I copped to it, and then I'm addicted to the criticism. I don't look at all of it. Sometimes I'll block somebody and just move on. That
yes.
doesn't happen as much as it used to. But what I do is it ramps me up. It interests me. It makes me it just occupies time if I have the time to give to it, and I like it. I like it not because I'm a big person and I can take it. I like it because of my
you want to fight.
It goes deep to my
yes.
core of mm-hmm. my inner pettiness, and I like. But what I did yesterday was respond with an apology saying, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I don't
mm-hmm.
know anything about the guy's politics, because a lot of the listeners know me. No, I hadn't listened to his podcast. My problem with Rogan was stylistic and completely irrational. I don't like him because I don't like his style, and that's it. All I got for you is Fear Factor, a little MMA, and he's that kind of tough guy.
He was on news radio, wasn't he?
Yeah, but his podcast, and I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't need you to promote.
I'm not.
Please
but
don't.
I. But I.
Please
I,
don't.
But I'm. Never,
I know how popular he is.
No,
and I
it's
know
not. It's not
how
even
incredible popular. You, he is. Let
are
me
you,
just finish my
are you
point.
Let me talk?
And then you can no, because it's a guy. It's anybody else that does a podcast. I just want to say my piece, and then you can talk all that you want about it. But I just want to get this out because I'm making my initial statement. Let me just please, for the love.
Yeah,
of
let him
God,
hypothesize.
Because the thing about it was, I copped to it. I said I was unfair to Mr. Rogan because I don't know his politics, and I don't know whether he's right wing, left wing, in between, libertarian, Nazi, Quaker. I don't know what he is. I have no idea. And then I was waiting quietly by, because sometimes when you cop to something like that, you hope to get a dialogue with
yeah.
the initial poster. And it never happened, and then they took the thread down. And now, Oscar, I have another thing to add to this, but you can say what you wanted to say about Joe Rogan.
I think what you said was said in passing, and it wasn't – Joe Rogan was a – he was just an anecdote to the conversation you were having. It wasn't about
yes,
Joe.
Exactly.
Right?
It's about
true.
Roseanne.
So it was about Roseanne. And
right.
I've listened to Joe's show. If that's what you're into it. I happen to like the program, but when you said that about his politics, I wasn't going to stop you and be like, hey, that's not his politics, because it was just kind of a throwaway,
right?
And for someone to latch
yeah,
on,
but then
to
I
that,
got on the thread. I got on the thread that maybe it is his politics.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it.
I mean, that's
right?
What several people said. Yeah, he skews a certain way.
He smokes. He's into sensory deprivation chambers.
Well, who isn't?
He has a stake in the Fleshlight. He smokes weed. Like, it depends on the day and the topic and who's there, right?
Well, now I know why you love him.
Yes.
You say he put a stake in a Fleshlight?
He has ownership of Fleshlight.
Okay, that makes more sense.
This guy, as far as I know, I don't know what the content. And so the initial criticism was that I was coming, whatever the comment I made, I know it was a throwaway. But I copped to it because, no, I don't know about the guy. I don't know what's going on. But I wanted to make sure that people knew that it was his style. I've never liked the kind of tough guy style with the MMA and all that. It's just stylistic.
Yeah.
It's like when you go in and you meet somebody at a party and you don't like them. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to know him, maybe I would like him. He probably wouldn't like me. I don't know. I just threw that out there because it was the Roseanne going on shows like Rogan's
it
show.
It really was
and
a throwaway.
It was a throwaway comment, and that's what I said. So I feed off this because I get into some soul searching, and I like it when somebody says something. I'm like, you know, that's legit. I'm not just going to be completely scorched earth. You know, you're full of it. What pisses me off are the pilers on, the helpers that get turgid.
Smell blood in the
on
water.
These threads. They're there. I have no idea why they're on these fan pages other than to wait for the opportunity, because you will put something, for example, I will give you a great example.
Okay.
There was a very, very nice thread about how we all handled that gentleman from Ellicott City the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And there were tremendous amount of likes on it. And that is for me personally, that's an exception to the rule that when I get that, it's really, really satisfying. Most of the time, if there's something good, like, hey, like the, interview with Itzkoff, you'll get crickets. But if there's something negative, it's the nature of the beast with the internet. That's the way it works.
We're not just this vanilla show.
No, we're not Bob and Sherry either.
Like Bob and Sherry, that's what Carla listens to.
Put
a knitting needle in my scrotum.
I have come, I guess, full circle here where, why would we expect any less? All we offer is conflict and drama on the show and some sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sprinkled on top.
Well, the guy, you know, and that
if you
was,
got a thousand year flood, we're going to listen to you and we're going to talk to you.
Sure.
And they smell the sweetness too. They smell the genuine sweetness that we all had for that person, because I felt legitimately like, God, don't be nervous. We want to hear from you. You're going through an amazingly rough time. Well, I don't know if he was personally. He was a witness to this. I've since gotten just amazing video and pictures of Ellicott City and what those people have gone through. I think of the people that, oh my God, rebuilding a business and then this crap happens again to them.
Yes.
It's terrible. But I have to say this, that now it's I've kind of backed off of the real getting into it with people, but I love it. I love the fight. It's just my nature, and I enjoy it. And someone like took it away, and I guess some people got on the thread and were even meaner. But the ones that I can't stand are the ones I'm really concerned.
Oh, that dick!
You know, stop.
Right?
Yes.
It was
on both sides. The admins on that page and the people that are commenting. Please stop being butterflies. Have fun. Fight with Mike. Don't fight with Mike. Fight with us. Don't fight with us. Just shop through our Amazon tab on MichaelMiraShow.com.
Yeah, that's exactly what it should be. And as far as the, I don't consume a lot of this stuff, and I think having guys like Rogan and Mark Maron and all the wonderful podcasts that are out there, it's good for our business.
Yep.
I mean, it's good to get your content like that. Stylistically, it's just, a guy like even back on Fear Factor, that's what I remember. Just that kind of, hey, all right, tough guy with that kind of suit. Is he from New York? I don't know. He might be. He's got that kind of pseudo New York talk. And he's got somebody wrote like the bro dog. He's got that bro dog personality. And that's stylistically just not where
not
I'm
for
at.
Everybody.
No. I've always really, really liked the tough guys that you don't know they're tough until you know, a moment happens. And hey, Rich Hostetler touring Moscow right now.
Oh my God.
You know, you come across as so sensitive and such a lovely, caring, wonderful guy, but I know how tough you are when it really when it really counts.
Mike? Yeah,
it's great.
Joseph James Rogan is an American stand-up comedian, martial arts color commentator.
He's a stand-up too, and I didn't mention that when I was talking.
And a podcast host. A fan of comedy since his youth, he began his career in August of 1988 in the Boston area, developing a blue comedy act.
Ooh, Boston, Mike. Mm-hmm,
Boston guy.
Yeah, he's New England guy. He's a New England guy. So I didn't, I copped to it, and then the thing evaporated, and I wasn't able to get any closure, because I really think, Rob, I really think that guy, I talked to you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, well, we texted
yeah,
each
we
other.
Did.
That guy never responded, but he was liking other things on the thread. And when I see that, you guys can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong. When I see that and there's no response, either negative or positive, I get that overwhelming trolling vibe.
Of course. He just wants to get in there.
He's doing it to be a dick.
He's got a stick and he wants to muddy the water.
I wouldn't be able to find out because it went away.
He also might have had a late dinner reservation and he just went on with his day.
No, because he was there liking. See, I mean, I'll look and I'll say, oh, who liked that?
Oh, you take a deep dive.
Oh, it's this guy.
I believe I stand by the comment I texted.
That's the reason I asked it, ass. That's the reason I asked it. Because I noticed that he was on the thread. Do you
You're
say?
Not the that's, only that's like, one that once you're slighted, there's an issue. I think the majority of people that have the time and the inclination go deep. If somebody writes something horrible on Twitter, you're like, I want to see what your life in Latin life is about, right?
I don't do it and every time, it so but I easy. Do it most. Mm-hmm. I do it most times. I'll let you, because you want to see who said this. And it's always a picture of somebody with a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
I stand by
not.
What it might.
No, it's not.
Often
or,
it is.
Or an egg.
And yeah. I stand by what I said to you last night via text. I hate a-holes. And there's plenty of them.
But I'll take the guy with the initial thread 1,000 times that puts it out there. Because
and it was constructive. It was constructive the way he did that initial thread.
Not all of it.
Well, part of it was, I think.
Well, it was kind of preachy. It was kind of, to be honest with you, it was kind of.
You know what that is? Typical Rogan fan.
It was kind of a.
That's Robbswak.
So when I was up in the wee hours and it was gone, I was so disappointed because that would have been something that would have killed at least 25 minutes.
Yeah,
I agree.
I usually see a back and forth. It's like a it's like a parole hearing where in the admins group chat when they're like, should we do this? Is it time for them to go? Can we let them out? Or should they stay?
May I approach the bench counselor? Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on.
I like to write, I go dot, 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 I don't care.
Well, I do
good
what
policy.
You do sometimes.
Take
where
me
you
off
like,
of this thread.
You'll get one of the most heinous comments about you, Oscar,
yes.
And you'll like it. And then and I've done that too, where somebody just like, well, if Mike Mike must have been off his meds because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Maybe if he lost a little weight, he'd be fine. And I'll like it. I'll just put a like next to
it. I got a very hateful personal message this week, and I replied, "Have a great day."
I did see that. That was an email.
Oh, that's what it was.
When you write a personal mean email, I sit there and I kind of it's so you've gone through a way to log into your email.
Yeah.
Find Rob's email and my email and write us.
Right.
And then write something really mean and then hit send. And I'm like, man, you spent some time on this.
Pony was here when I got it. And I actually, my jaw dropped a little because I was really shocked he went through that much effort. I said, I don't want to give him a reply. Yeah, I do. And that's when I replied. Yeah.
What's sad is we're talking about a thread that was on the face of books.
Yes.
And the Facebooks later in the broadcast today, you'll see how well they're doing with the young people in America right now.
Oh, dear.
Just a lot of fun. There's Facebook. Hey, I hear you. There you are. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Yoko CO. Do you ever wonder when you're going to die?
Yes.
Hopefully it'll be years from now. Decades even. But it might not be. It could be next week. Maybe even tomorrow. Here's the point.
This is a good read.
You don't want to waste precious hours of your life doing paperwork or sitting in traffic. Or, God forbid, trying to update your organization's website. Mm. Well, at Yoko CO, they can help you with that last one. They know how to build websites that get results. And they love doing it. The Handmaid's Tale. Don't spend your final hours trying to update your homepage. Let them spend their final hours updating your homepage. And if they die in the process, at least they died doing what they love. Then you can die the way you always wanted. Death by chocolate. Yum. Check them out at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. That's a lot of O's.
Oh, oh yes.
Oh, yeah. And the first 10 organizations that reach out will receive a free website consultation and performance report. yokoco.com/TMOS and stay alive.
Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So big controversy this week in the world of, as Chris Freitz likes to call it, infotainment, my host on Political Persuasions. By the way, a new Political Persuasions is out there. Please, folks, support that show. We're trying to keep it going, and this is a tough time for podcasts.
It's a great one. This episode is really good. This is a particularly good one, I think, to have your friends say, try this, because you're going to really like this episode.
It's been a big week for what Chris calls infotainment.
Right.
Not necessarily news, but infotainment. And the Roseanne thing started the week, and then the last 24 hours has been Samantha Bee, whose show I do not watch on HBO, but she called
TBS. It's called Full Frontal.
Oh, it's TBS. It used to be on cable. Mm-hmm. TBS is still cable.
It's been
Let me start again.
Sleepy morning.
Uninformed. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm uninformed.
Mike, it's uninformtainment.
Samantha Bee used to be on The Daily Show, and now she has her own show, and she called Ivanka the C word.
Would you like to hear the clip?
Yes, please.
This is from Wednesday night's Full Frontal.
I've watched it a couple of times, but I'll hear it again.
This is censored, though, so you have to know the C word is there, even though I beat
it. Yes.
You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless. He listens to you. All right. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to stop it.
Yeah. So here it is. This is the if you look at this as my team, your team, then you look at Samantha Bee and you say, oh man, you didn't help our cause. There's no cause with this crap. The whole problem with all of this is that we're so divided. It's just you're never gonna change anybody on one side. You're never gonna change anybody. But the fact is, as from a pure broadcasting standpoint, I can't even begin to tell you how long that word has been. It's been the taboo word.
Oh, it's next level stuff. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're a woman using it. It doesn't matter what, that you're a controversial show host. It's just, I don't get it. It's just it's just the entire level of discourse in America where we are right now. And I bitch about politics. You can listen to Political Persuasions and hear me do that. But it just, I just look at that. I take all the politics out of it. And I look at that as that's a dumb broadcasting move.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumb broadcasting move. I'm not mad at her because she diminished any cause, because she doesn't speak for me.
It's not about the cause. For me, my reaction was this. It's not about a cause. It's the fact that she has been entrusted with this platform. And it's a pretty big deal to have your own show, name above the title, political show, whether or not we like to realize it. Now, a lot of young people get their political coverage from these shows, her show, The Daily Show, shows like that. When you go on and you use that language, you're cheapening your platform. Doesn't matter your point of view. It's irresponsible.
Is it the same as, I mean, and you guys have better context on this than I do, and I'm not as invested in what is now your team, my team. I just can't be. Like, it's just, it's
if you did, you may be. And I never
have, and maybe that's helped me live in this world where I have friends in the conservative world, and I have friends in the liberal world.
This
right?
is why
he goes between two shows.
I'm a day walker.
This is
if
why
you
he's
have
so
that other
loved.
Show 5 days a week. You may be in some sort of like.
But I, but from the get go, you
right.
see, I've never been. Hey, this is the way I roll. Right. I've always been open to
discourse.
You're
open. Yeah,
yes.
And that's wise.
And really, in fairness, your other show that started a lot more shticky.
Than my
true believer status, but then, you know, and then it kind of evolved.
We all grow up.
It's where it is.
Right?
Yes.
We all grow up, and, exactly. and some people get politically active, some don't.
Yeah, but Pony.
Pony wouldn't even get a passport. Jesus
what?
Christ. Look, is this the same as Roseanne? Is this the same misstep as Roseanne?
I'm glad you brought that up, because if you put it in that context, that disappoints me. Because the Roseanne thing opens up. And we have a big, big discussion on political persuasions about this. Am I shamelessly promoting that show? No. I'm avoiding the fray on my show, which I'd like to keep a little lighter.
Separate. Yeah.
What it did was it allowed a certain segment of people to kind of equate the two. And to a certain point, it's similar. They're inappropriate comments. But no, one was racist, one was not. That's all it is. If you need any context for it at all, one comment was racist. That is a big deal in this country. One comment was completely stupid and inappropriate, and you shouldn't do that. I can't tell you if it's a fireable offense for Samantha Bee. I can tell you that on any radio station I have worked at in my career, if that word was uttered, we would be on the unemployment line the following day.
Boom.
Period. Yep. End of story, just from a broadcasting standpoint. In this world we live in, this kooky, crazy world we live in now, it's up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it wouldn't just be Samantha Bee. It would be people that the show was taped. This went through a
channels.
Few levels
yeah.
before it got out there. So no. And I guess the only thing that bums me out about her doing this is that it immediately gave all the people that are fine with Roseanne saying what she said the chance to go, well, look at her. And it's
Ooh.
Not the same.
It's apples
it's
and oranges. It is. And they could not wait to draw that parallel.
The
and,
one common thread, they're both dumb. They're both dumb things. They're both dumb things that were said. And that's the way that goes. And, you know, it's still, it's kind of, I probably shouldn't feel joy at others' misfortune, but man, this is quite a reality show, just following Roseanne and seeing, you know, what we're going to get the next day. And it's gone through so many different cycles,
like a pinball machine.
And stages. But what's interesting, too, is the righteous indignation about everything nowadays is pretty amazing, because while stand-up comedians can't go into college campuses and can't go on certain stages and do the material that they used to do, we are as rude and nasty to one another as Americans as we ever have been. And that's just a very interesting world, because back in the day when I think it was kinder and gentler, you could be a little more inclined to say something inappropriate that was, you know, under the guise of humor.
Right.
And now neither the Roseanne comment nor the Samantha Bee comment fall into that category.
Well, no,
I'm just
to fall under humor, it has to be funny.
Yeah, it
and
has to be funny, and it's
funny,
not. And
right.
Kathy Griffin with the head thing
exactly.
is not funny.
Mm-hmm.
None of these things were funny, so they don't fall into that. But you hear guys like Patton saying, you know, or comedians saying, I can't perform here, I can't, because it's just become such a minefield with people's political correctness. But at the same time, would you guys not agree that we're kind of ruder to each other and meaner to each other in general?
100% in...
That's the weird juxtaposition.
And I think that's a spillover from social media, where you can remain sort of faceless when you are mean to someone, and it's bleeding into real life.
Right.
And I think also people, it's like you say, it's a weird balancing act, because we are being meaner, we are being ruder, but also people are so attuned to what is politically incorrect, they'll miss the forest for the trees. If they hear one sliver of something that's politically incorrect, they'll miss the entire message.
Yeah.
And that's really sad, because that eliminates.
And you get that lawyer, remember that lawyer up in New York, that guy that was saying the horrible things, and then there were multiple examples. He goes off on the Hispanic workers inside the restaurant, and then they showed like 9 other instances where this guy's out there floating around. It's interesting to see that, because most of this, Rob's right, it comes from social media, where you don't have to worry about somebody taking a swing at you with, right. with what you see.
But it becomes so world. Common and without thought on social media that I do think it's moving into real life. I mean, yeah. It goes from social media, maybe a phone call, then maybe face to face. It's not a good trend.
Most people are cowards, though. But they won't step into they will step out of that situation. Sitting at home, making a comment or being rude, faceless, that in itself is so much easier to do something that and comment and not have any regrets.
You're right.
And move on, right?
But it does sort of open the door a little bit.
It does. I mean, look, the rhetoric has changed and our human condition is different at the moment. Some people are more sensitive about stuff. Some people are more blatant about their hate, right? Mm-hmm. Now, and you think you both are right. What I believe now when what's scary for broadcasting is, and I think the Roseanne situation aside and Samantha Bee aside, is that when are some people going to decide we can't please everybody? We just can't. There's mm-hmm. no way we're going to make everyone happy.
Right.
On a much smaller, on a microscopic scale, on our end, we're here to entertain and have a great time and have some tough discussions, but also do it in a lighthearted way. Right. This is what the show's built for. When are some of these networks, and I'm not talking about Fox News, I'm talking about the major networks.
The big guys.
When are they going to say, this is our path, this is our lane, we can't have everything, this is how we're, because you just can't please everybody.
And that's true. And that, you know, when they brought back Roseanne, think of how long ago that was. Roseanne started closer to like the days of Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley to the modern sitcom. So they were bringing back something that was dated in its presentation already. And so they probably had the mindset, this is going to be great because it's going to please everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. It's not 30 years ago anymore. And you can't do that.
And look, the show in itself, I watch it. I enjoy it.
I did too.
Right?
I watched every episode.
But I also believe that as far as a risk analysis is concerned, you have to look into what you're going to buy into, whether it's Samantha Bee with her jokes and know that once in a while she's going to misstep,
right.
Or it's Roseanne that if she has what looks to be kind of a checkered past as far as the way that she tweets and what is looks like racism,
mm-hmm.
you have to decide what dollars are worth it.
Yeah.
You're right. And you know what? All I know is one thing, and we're a little podcast, but we're not on network television, but I am never going to use the word feckless again.
Good for you, Mike.
That will be erased. That was the last time you heard it. You will not hear it anymore.
Well, then what word will you use now from now on? What word will you use to describe Fishman?
Strategery. We'll take a break. I'm tired. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Did you teach your daughters how to ride a bike?
Oh, this is terrible. Probably not. We never cycled.
Cycled.
As a family. I feel like a bad father now. I mean,
three chances.
Very close on the third. He bought the bike.
I don't think so. I don't think I taught either chances. Catherine or Liz, because Elizabeth was very little when I left.
Yes.
I just heard that. And Catherine was probably.
He's leaving.
Never, ever gonna come back.
All right. Thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
If you don't subscribe, you're missing out. That's a good show. Sorry to do so myself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, millennials, who wants to be a millionaire? Well, here's an important pro tip from Cornerstone First Financial. The fact is, a millennial homeowner is 10 times more likely not to be on Facebook. No, I'm sorry.
That's true,
though. A millennial homeowner is 10 times more likely to become a millionaire than their renting counterparts. A $2,500 rent payment actually translates to the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment when you calculate the tax benefits, which equals a mortgage loan of $500,000. That'll get you some pretty nice digs.
Yeah, with a yard and everything.
Why rent when you can own? Invest in your future. Just remember to use a lender that can help navigate the ins and outs of home ownership for the first-time home buyers. Cornerstone First Financial will hold your hand through the entire process, making sure you get the best deal for you and your family. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. They're wonderful people. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now's the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Okay, I've been trying to get to this all week. We've got a nice short break here where I can cover it, and I'm not proud of it, but it is just the truth, and I like to share my life with you. There's the setup. I can't qualify it anymore. I'm watching a TV show that old people watch, and I'm loving it, and we're kind of regulars. We've kind of become addicted to it, and it's a 50-year-old show that's been popular for decades. Go ahead.
May I guess?
I'm sure you. It's pretty obvious, maybe from my setup.
Well, it's obviously a daily show. Is it? Yeah. Is it the Jeopardy show?
I watched that one, but now I never watched Wheel of Fortune.
You're so much better than this. No,
I'm watching the Wheel every night. Carl and I have an appointment for the Wheel.
It just
happens that the little guy goes off to his little half hour moment of TV during the day that we give him, and then Carla looks over at me and says, "That was a nice dinner." "Yes, it was, dear. How about the Wheel?" I said, "Yeah, let's pop the Wheel on."
No. I don't think it's for old people. I'm gonna give you credit, and I'll tell you why.
Thank you.
I would say when I was in college, I would watch it with my roommates.
Isn't that how you learned English?
No.
Oh,
thank you. But then I watched it once it was on. I think like Jeopardy, it's a multi-generational program and you can choose if you want to be stimulated or not.
Well, I always thought that the more stimulating of the shows was Jeopardy.
Yes.
But the Wheel, because it's being up here. I have no idea why I'm doing it, but it's gambling.
It is gambling.
It's a big wheel.
It's multi-leveled. There is the passive aggressive testiness of Mr. Pat Sajak,
which comes to play.
There is the
didn't you go big potty in front of him one time?
No, he destroyed a toilet,
my friend Fried and John Harris, and it was just like really, really loud. I mean, like ridiculously loud.
That was a before and after. No one wanted to solve.
We were down in like a VIP area downstairs, and I'd probably just walked up to him, and then I had to go big potty, and I walked in there, and it was like very, very loud. You know, it was more like this.
Now, my father and I have a theory about the people that watch Wheel of Fortune regularly. Now, I watch Jeopardy every time I can, and we watch Jeopardy every night. I love Jeopardy, but I usually skip Wheel, and my father watches Wheel because it's proximity to Jeopardy. He thinks that Wheel caters to people that like bright colors.
Yeah, we're saying they're stupid.
You
got to
solve the puzzle, though.
There's an element of luck.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying that's it, and I can't think of anything more suburban.
When they have the specialty programs where they've got the colleges, you're like, man, I hope there's a lot of fun on that.
I don't think they pony up the dough as much as they should. I think you should have more money on that show. It always seems like they get screwed.
25K is nothing. Yeah.
Well, it's better than it used to be when you used to have to shop. You remember you'd win and you'd actually have to buy stuff with your money? That was horrible. Merv, come on, get your head out of your ass.
I don't remember that part. They had to shop?
Yes, you would win the money.
You would choose gifts that were donated to them.
Oh, choose your, what do you want to buy
with it? And then it would always get down to like $40. You'd buy like a porcelain dog and say, and I'll have the last $40 on a gift certificate, please.
The pet peeve I have, and there are different people from all different walks of life, but there are the screamers that I cannot deal with. And that's the people that call out the letters by going, T!
R!
It's like, you don't need to do that. You got a flipping microphone. There's no real need for that.
I bet they're coached for that, though. Yeah. And they better watch that used letterboard, boy.
And then Pat. Pat seems very, very impatient when the puzzle solving moment is at hand.
Yes, he does.
And of course, bankruptcy is
happiest.
He seems like just quietly happy about that.
Yeah.
And incredibly socially awkward. When you look at the man, you just wonder, how has this man been
he's weekend
a 70 year long? What's that?
He's Weekend at Bernie's now. Like,
his hair is really not of this earth, the way the hairline is. How do you feel when they do like 5 seconds of happy talk at the end of the episode, him and Vanna?
Oh, it's so awkward.
Vanna,
so
by the way, 85 and still looking wonderful.
There is nobody more aware of where that camera is.
Tell me about it.
A camera on that woman that she does not look at. And she does her robot walk when they start the show, where it's like, you know, really, you can almost hear it going, bzz.
She was POV before POV was popular.
And also, if you see her in a full body shot, pause it.
That was a really nasty porn reference.
It was.
Hit the alarm for it.
I think right so. There. When you get a full body of Vanna, look at her head to body ratio. She has got a big head, and that's coming from me.
What she is she's in incredible shape for for any woman. She's very fit, and she still maintains that. She's got to be close to 70, I would think, right?
I'll find out. I bet she is closer to 70 than 60.
I remember seeing her in Playboy in that negligee.
Remember that. That was a massive.
My dad had it, and he had it hidden in his desk.
Massive issue of naughty, Playboy naughty. When she came out. Oh my God, that's right. Mm-hmm. So,
do you remember Pat in the negligee too?
No, don't remember.
By the
that
way,
one.
61.
61?
She's only 61. Yeah. Okay.
She must
only
have started 61. Very young.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I watching Wheel of Fortune? Because I just said Vanna White is only 61. Thank you. That's it, Rob. We can go to break now. That's all. I'm here all week. Thank you very much. She's and as the decades go by, he's only 83? Oh, man, I thought he was old.
Spruce Goose.
Hey, she's got two kids named Giggly and Nico.
Giggly?
Gigi. I'm sorry. Gigi and Nico.
How do you spell the first name?
G-I-G-I.
Gigi?
I know.
Gigi. It's Gigi.
Giggly. No,
like Gigi.
Oh, you know what? A pox upon me because I even know the movie Gigi. Forgive me.
It's like Gigi Hadid, you mallet head.
Yeah, well.
Giggly.
She's only 61.
Giggly.
It's not
Giggly
Alice.
Wiggly.
Or Holly.
Vanna White's children, Tinky and Winky.
Your go-to white person name is Alice and Holly?
That's all I know.
That's all he's got.
Holly. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed. Intelligent.
Nice.
Irreverent. Political persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rosanna Dana. The Trump-North Korea summit, is it going to happen? And where's Melania?
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
If I can just offer this, Chris had not a great recording session with the promo yesterday. There'll be some fun outtakes on the next episode of Political Persuasions.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And it would be my hope that not only Political Persuasions will continue into the foreseeable future, but I would also love to end every promo with, and where is Melania? That would make me very, very happy as we do. Welcome back to the show. Hey, everybody, it's the worst time of the year. You have rats on your roof. You can't pedal. can't pedal uphill. Your soul cycle has loose handlebars, and a fat woman is shaving her legs in your pool. Strong. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you waste of plasma. How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a Sarah Huckabee Sadder into a Bliss Freights. Wow, he was drinking last night. We're going to rock down to Electric Avenue, then we'll take it higher. La la. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift.
It does.
Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our content. You'll be helping TMOS. A win-win. Quit sucking. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Oh.
Oh, no. Wrong. Hold on. Stop.
Everybody stop.
Oscar's take.
Isn't it Oscar's take today?
It's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
So we're ready to go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. The opinions expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its advertisers, its listeners, or the right-thinking Americans of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, an aggrieved car salesman, filed a defamation suit against his former boss last week, claiming his ex-employer habitually used farts as ammunition, pinched staffers' nipples, and once labeled him as a sex offender to colleagues. Brett Bland.
What's his name?
Claims Brett Bland.
Good, it's a DJ name.
Well, it's a guy that probably enjoys a nice kind of confection after dinner, or even with dinner, because you could eat them with dinner. So I would imagine that if Brett Bland ever got down to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, you might want to take a slight right-hand turn, and Brett Bland could sit at the dinner table and enjoy something from the Whitehall Inn. I would recommend for Brett Bland, you might want to try the Whitehall's fruit fritters.
And then pinch his nipple.
Brett Bland claims in court documents that Jeremy Pratt, his old boss at the AutoNation Acura in League City, Texas, was relentlessly crude and created a sexually hostile environment through constant taunting, vulgar banter, and frequent pinching of his male subordinate's nipples.
Frequent.
Bland also accused Pratt of essentially... Bland also accused Pratt of essentially Dutch ovening his employees' offices.
Wow.
That's the complaint of the day.
Gentlemen. This Me Too movement and this Him Too movement and whatever else you've seen on Facebook were all...
The He Too.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Pony. Him I know too. You're part of the group.
Him Too.
Me Too. We need to realize that there's a cause and effect for all of this,
here,
right?
Here. Well said.
If the little filly can go to HR, that means that the little guy can too. Because... we all have rights. Now, sometimes guys get in this like kind of wormhole where just like, it's guy talk, no big deal. We
locker
just
room
out,
talk,
right? Yeah, why not?
Sure.
I worked with a guy who used to do a bit that used to walk around and he'd ask other male coworkers, do they want a foot massage? And he would do it because it was fun and awkward.
Yeah.
Now, he could probably get in trouble for that these days.
If he was doing a Dutch oven in the offices of his job.
But I also enjoyed the fact that he would see who was going to get awkward about it because his sexuality was not in question. And he would do it to other guys whose sexuality was or was not. It was an equal offender.
Well, but you're talking about your old show and the show that you still work
no,
on.
No, no, no.
I think all of your sexuality is in question.
I used to do that. I used to go to guys and be like, hey, you need a foot massage?
Oh, that was you doing that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Now we know.
How long have we worked together? Never have you once offered me a foot massage. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, because I'm scared you'd say yes and then put up your Barney Rubble feet and then I'd have to work on them.
Yeah, you know what? That might be what they need.
That would be too much for me to handle after, you know, he's having, you know, 15 Jack and Cokes and crawling into bed saying, Papa.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, when his eyes get real big and glowy. Yeah.
You're scary.
Yeah, foot massage.
Oscar's take.
Oscar A1, a steak sauce produced by Kraft Foods. Kraft is selling meat-scented candles this year. And you're going to want to get your mitts on these puppies. Stat! Anyone else's mouth watering? You can choose from burger, backyard barbecue, or original meat scents, which are guaranteed to fill your house with the aroma of fresh beef.
Which candle company again?
This is Kraft Foods.
Another
A1, but specifically
A1. Yes, okay. Yeah.
Another fine recipe.
This is genius. Not just for the people that love the smell of meat, but also for little restaurants. If you got a little restaurant, and I'll ask you both. When you walk into a Subway, you know it's Subway time because you smell the bread, right?
Right.
Right.
When you walk into a barbecue joint, you know, and we do it here in D.C., if you walk outside, you will smell Rocklands from up the street. You're like, oh, man,
true
I got some Rocklands, a barbecue.
When you walk into Jimmy's, you smell... Go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Jimmy's is perfect, right? Yeah. When Jimmy buys that meat from Costco and brings it in.
That's right.
You know, and it's basically cooked. He heats it up. That's what I heard.
And it starts sizzling on the grill. You can't smell what's behind the bar.
He just lights some candles. And he's good to go on every table.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
And it's ambient.
Anybody see the viral video? Not a viral video. The video of Jimmy dancing and singing.
I gave it about 12 seconds. And I said, this is not good for anything.
Yeah, I didn't finish it either. Spiewak,
may I offer this about the candle? Are they really excited with the backyard barbecue scent? So they've done is they've taken a scented candle to make it smell like fire?
Yeah, that's...
Hooray for them.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Because
we're going to have them in studio?
Kraft does not misstep.
I don't know.
We might have to have an experiment.
Yeah. I walked in and smelled like a hoagie up front when I said, can someone open a window? And where was Rob Ford last night with the sub?
That's right. I bet there's some lettuce tucked in the couch.
I looked in every trash can. I was like, where is the rest of that Italian sub?
You're listening to
Oscar's take.
Oscar, a fashion company in New York called Alfie, just teamed up with Crocs. What?
Hey, Willie. Hey, Willie.
Oh, thank you. Alfie just teamed up with Crocs to make, you guessed it, luxury Crocs.
Nice.
And the ones that stand out are a pair of white Crocs with tube socks built in.
Ah.
And they're selling for $140. They go on sale in 2 weeks at alfieneworkcom, but you can simulate the Crocs with socks. Look right now for a lot less with, you know, any pair of Crocs with a pair of tube socks. They're a welcome.
Okay. I only know three people, two adults and one child that wear Crocs. One of them happens to be on this show. And I was concerned when I saw him and he had him on. We're like, are those Crocs? He goes, yeah, they're comfortable. That's when you give up. It's like when women, they cut their hair too short because they just don't want to deal with being pretty anymore. Stop with the Crocs.
I think
it doesn't matter. It does not matter how much they cost or how expensive they are. You're better than Crocs. Remember that. And ladies, a bob is cool, but you know, long hair is better.
Very good. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
You still own your Crocs?
Yeah, I'm wearing Crocs right now. Croc sandals. I've got Croc sandals.
Oh, Croc brand.
Even better.
A sandal from
Croc sandals.
From Big Croc.
Yes. I lost my sex story.
Sex story?
What?
Yeah, I lost my sex.
Make one up.
Like, do you want me to massage your feet?
You want me to massage your printer?
Oscar, I mentioned this before in the show. Pretty soon, the only people left on Facebook are going to be 78-year-olds sharing various conspiracy theories that they can't tell are photoshopped. According to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, teenagers really don't care about Facebook anymore. 51% of them say they use Facebook, but only 10% say they use it more than any other social network. That's a big drop in 3 years. In the same survey in 2015, 71% of teenagers said they used Facebook, and 41% said they used it most often. YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram are much more popular with teens today. 85% use YouTube, 72% use Instagram, and 69% use Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat. They also really don't care about Twitter. Only 1/3 of them ever use it, and only 3% say it's their top social network. So
this is damning on Twitter's part, because while they're growing ever since the latest presidential election, they actually have turned the tide of how popular they are in some sectors. They are not growing in this tween community where it really matters. That is your pipeline to the rest of your future. As far as Facebook is concerned, yes, it is aging out, if you can believe that, with teens. But they also own Instagram. That's why they diversified in the first place.
Smart.
So if you're not on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook. That's what it is.
That's it. That's right? That's the way it rolls right now. And we try to get a little of everything on the Mike O'Meara show.
The show goes to YouTube. We do it live.
Yep, absolutely. Check out our YouTube because it's really, really quality. I mean, it really
beautiful
is.
Stuff.
Yeah, brand new. And you're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Thank you.
I found it. Oscar, well, I actually replaced it because we've done enough talk about Roseanne. I will say this, Oscar, that a woman born without a vagine has become the first in the world to undergo pioneering reconstructive surgery using the skin of tilapia, a tilapia fish. Juscelin Marchino had a new, you know what, created out of the skin of the freshwater fish. The 23-year-old suffers from a syndrome that's a congenital, that is a disorder that apparently affects about 1 in 5,000 newborn girls. It results in the absence of some of the stuff down there. Medics, took care of this, and they're going to use be very careful. I'm going to warn you.
I'm a gentleman, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. And
yes, it is, Mike. It really is.
Modern medicine. The miracle of modern medicine.
She's so brave.
Research shows that tilapia skin, normally thrown away as a waste product, contains large amounts of moisture and is rich in collagen type 1, a protein that promotes healing. So that is the reason this fish is used for neovaginoplasty. Sorry, you've got
that's
it right
Latin.
Here.
It's Latin.
Sorry.
Matrix. Yeah.
Sorry to lay it on you. God almighty, what's wrong?
By the way, I'm not going to say a word, but I want you to know my head is about to explode.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. What say you?
Seven words.
Seven.
Seven.
Okay. Oh,
don't just look at it. Eat it.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. See, you can go inappropriate if it's nice and short.
Sure,
you
know, seven
dirty words.
Yeah.
No dirty words were used in the processing of Oscar's Take. We'll take a break, and Rob's been mining his sounds, and he got some nice little ones.
Springtime sounds, Mike. I call it Audio Vault Primavera.
Those are the best. We'll be right back, everybody. And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. You're energetic, diabetic, and you deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan the Fan Man.
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh, holy Dan the Fan Man. I need a high-quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella.
And as I asked Dan when we finished that promo, I said, that's great. What exactly are we promoting?
I swear to you, that kid ought to be on TV in the Washington market.
I agree.
Somebody, if there was anybody out there selling fans, and they heard that, and man, would I be jealous of that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your purchase, you got to do it right. Just click Amazon. The link is at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
From the mind of Mike O'Meara, right to our website, the Balance Bike. And I didn't realize they were so inexpensive. For under $50, you can get a 5-star rated Balance Bike if your kid is anywhere from 2 to 6 years old and you want to give them a leg up on how to ride a bike without training wheels. The Balance Bike is the way to go. This has amazing reviews, and you can get it for $50, and it's on our website.
Cool. One day for the greatest part of my life to ride a 2-wheeler. One day.
Amazing.
One day. And I'm talking about, we start him on it and he's fine with that. That took like a few hours. And then on the second day, it's getting on the thing and getting off the thing. And it's just amazing how well he's doing. And I think that's in large part because of the Balance Bike. You can find that. Amazon has everything you need at the top of MikeO'MearaShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians, and do it today. And I didn't mention that during the show, but I wanted to say that. It's just, you know, there's so much joy in my life right now, and so much of it is due to this little guy, and it's fantastic watching him fly around. But you realize at the same time as you watch that, it's just this giant leap ahead with freedom and all
that. Oh my God,
it kind of makes me sad. Let's open up the audio vault for our final show of the week, Friday, June 1st, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Hats off to Matt Bloom, because we talked about something about a week ago that we're going to try for the front of the show. Mm-hmm. We're going to steal an idea from CBS News. And Matt worked on this and selected these elements, and we put this together. We actually posted the show twice yesterday. We did the initial post, then we posted it with this promo up front. And because it was the second post, I think some people missed out on it.
I am so excited about this.
I want you to hear this. This is what happened when you downloaded our show yesterday, I guess after about 1:30.
Yeah.
This is the new front load promo.
Today on the Mike O'Meara Show.
If you recall, there was a rat trapped in my chimney.
My point is, you've got a trained professional who's coming out to your house to tell you
this
how to deal with this.
This guy just got out of Orkin school.
You don't like being called out on the fact that you don't give a rat's ass about the Stanley Cup playoffs. You don't like being called
now
out.
Now, see,
by
why are you doing that? You see, you're passively getting right at me by saying
that's
that.
Not passive. That's the way.
That's up front.
By the way, I got a modified seat. This seat was designed for John Panette after he was stung by bees.
Oh,
this
no.
This is a fat seat.
That is what made me love radio.
I wish I could take some comfort in that. Anyway,
I think I was just insulted. Can we roll the tape back? Because I want to hear that one again.
All that and more. The Mike O'Meara Show starts now.
That is awesome. Turn me up. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. No, it's like,
hi, I'm Mr. Fontana.
Yeah, and I remember the things that...
But I remember the things that...
Hi, how are you like that? Sorry, that's what I heard. I have to say it. I have to be honest. I have to just turn me up. Turn
the
me up!
The music is...
Turn me up!
What I heard yesterday, maybe we hear it differently on the headphones.
I think it might be that.
It's loud.
Yeah.
Progress. Yeah.
Progress is being made.
You had nothing last week. You have something this week.
This is fantastic. Right? I'm delighted with it. I would love it to be remixed, and it is. But that was gone yesterday. And how hard is it to do, boys? Is it tough to do?
You know, yesterday was a little tricky because it was the first one we did. Yeah. I think it's going to get a lot easier, a lot faster, because now we have the template. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, man, look, I don't
I love
say
the
this
sizzle,
often.
Though.
We are very, very proud of what we do every day. And really, when you hear it condensed like that, you realize just how much happens in this tiny little show every single day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, I go back. It's like when we usually only get that thrill when we hear a bonus show promo. And we the three of us sit here and listen to what asses we are. Yep. And we laugh at ourselves. So that's great. Good work. Thank you.
That's incredible. And if we can do that for every show, well, I think it really is going to set us apart.
All right.
Just turn me up, please.
Okay. Father's Day is coming up. What do you want for Father's Day? Do you have anything that you want?
Yes.
What is it?
I think for Father's Day, I would truly, truly like have a really, really nice getaway. The getaway would involve a little bit of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ridiculously expensive golf tool that I would like to get because mine is broken down, and that is called a rangefinder, but they're silly expensive. And so if Mrs. O'Mara was to surprise me with something like that, but you don't get expensive gifts at Father's Day.
No,
you get a card.
And here's what's nice is that this is a nice sort of in-between gift. It's the return, Mike. It's the return of Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale from your participating Carvel ice cream store.
Here's the deal. It's not an ice cream cake. On Wednesday, Carvel announced a stout beer, a beer brewed with chocolate crunchies and fudge named Fudgy the Beer. And so there is now a Carvel beer called Fudgy the Beer. Okay, I realize it's a lousy idea, but it gives me an excuse to play this.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep. And this year, your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts. And you can get Fudgy with an ocean to serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you. And have a happy day, Dad.
That's really towards the end.
I love it.
That's Tom Carvel before he went to the Happy Hunting Ground. And that is, Patton Oswalt does one of the funniest bits.
Oh, God.
The fact that they change the
Fudgy
the Whale character and they turn it upside down and turn it into a leprechaun.
Yes.
Patio Cripply. Which is just, that's one of my all-time favorite Patton bits.
And, you know, fat guy, I'm not an ice cream cake guy. I don't really like ice cream cake. And so
too hard to get at. That's why, too hard. The ice cream's too hard to get at. You can't get through it with a knife.
You want
cake and soft ice cream.
Cake, yeah, and Neapolitan ice cream.
You want to dive right in, and it's a little too much of a project.
As Southerners used to call it when I worked in the bad, bad Safeway in Richmond, do you have any more Napoleon ice cream?
Oh. Napoleon ice cream, yes. It's created.
And right? Some people would say Chuck Van Straw. Do you have any Chuck Van Straw?
What did they mean with chocolate?
Vanilla, and strawberry. You know, a stripe of each.
Would they really come in and say, do you have Chuck Van Straw?
Chuck Van
Straw.
I said, a what?
Chuck Van Straw. Well,
Chuck Van Straw.
By the way, for those of you that might be thinking Rob and I are speaking above your heads, the ice cream Rob is referring to is Neapolitan. Thank you.
Wait, is
Thank
that Chalk Van Straw?
Yeah, the three flavors.
I didn't know that.
That is Chalk Van Straw.
I didn't know that.
Napoleon ice cream. Napoleon is a wonderful Italian confection that's a pastry.
Yeah, I thought it
whatever
was.
Whatever ice cream I want, gosh. That's Napoleon mind. Ice cream. All right.
Whipped cream hurts real bad.
Mike, spell this word. Koinonia. Koinonia. Ooh. It means an intimate spiritual communion. Koinonia.
Koinonia. COI.
No. Sorry.
Q? Sorry about
that. No.
Damn it.
Pony?
B-U-L-L.
Shut up. Here's the script spelling bee champion spelling koinonia.
Karthik Nemani. Koinonia.
Koinonia, may I have the definition?
Intimate spiritual communion and participative sharing in a common religious commitment and spiritual community.
May I have the language of origin?
Greek.
Koinonia. K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, koinonia.
That is correct.
And once again, the winner of the script spelling bee is a robot just like Vanna White. He just stands there.
Another big winner.
From Texas,
that's awesome.
Right?
I'm sorry. Something slipped on me.
All right. And I want to.
He was from Texas.
He was from Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If he plays his cards right, he could become a millionaire.
Are the worst. Come on.
That's fine. We're just having fun.
That's all. Like this guy was having fun when he went to the monkey retreat. This is a video that's on our Facebook page. A monkey jumped on his back as they do at these places. Oh, like it's like at a nature preserve. And then another monkey jumped on his back, his shoulders, I should say. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't realize is that he was being filmed by his girlfriend. And while the monkeys were on him, they were making love. Mm. So let us close with this video. This is on our Facebook. This is on our Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
So here's monkeys humping on a tourist's head.
Listen.
What are they?
Listen to the girl. That's great. Oh my
God. Did they have sex on me?
Yeah.
Oh no. Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me they were making love on my face?
Man, those aren't pit stains.
Tell me the video is as good as the audio, please.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sorry about that. Let me turn that up. Thank you. There we are. Okay. We're done. Thank you.
We're done.
Mike, you made it.
Great job, buddy.
You made it.
I got stronger as the day went on. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Meara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. We hope you like it as much as we do. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Meara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day. Oh, by the way, this is the wear orange thing for every town for gun safety. If you feel the way some of us do in this country about gun violence, you can wear orange to show your support for people that are trying to end the scourge of gun violence in America. So this weekend at some point, pop on an orange t-shirt or a sweater or whatever you want. Maybe a bathing suit. I don't care. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.